the other one. Are you ready on the race? I can tell. Thank you, Millicent and Pastor Mogo. I can tell you are talking to one. I want you to ask the other neighbor, are you on the race? Are you feeling like giving up? Is there an answer? Are you feeling like giving up? No? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is what I want to talk about the race. And we try ourselves. We try not to give up. Praise the Lord. And the word comes from the book of 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. For I am already being poured out, and no, yes. For I am ready being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my dispatch. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, keep your faith. Hallelujah. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteousness judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. Praise the living God. When we think about the race, I know we come from Kenya. Hallelujah. I know we are the best runners. Is that true? And I know it is not easy for you to focus and say, now this is my race. Some are running a relay. Is that true? Some are, is the relay the one you run and give the stick? Ah, good. Okay. Here we are as a Christian. God called you. And guess what? You are saying, yes, I'm born again. Yes, know that you are starting your race. Hallelujah. I can tell the time, maybe we are all lining up. The referee is saying there, one more mark, get started and go. I know it matters how you start your race. It matters how you're going to start your race and to finish it. It's not easy for you. Let's say you start your race and something knock you and fall down. It's hard for you to get to there, to cut the others. Is that true? But I want to tell you this. When you start the race, it's not easy. Are we together? When you are running, there are some things on your way. There are some stones which you're going to step on them, and it's not funny. Is that true? Maybe there are some, what do you call it? Thorns. Yeah? They're going to stick on you, but you better continue running your race. Is that true? I want to refocus how we start our race. Yes, it's not easy. Sometimes when you are running your race, sometimes you feel like you cannot go do it with your sneakers and you throw them away for you to finish the race. Is that true? But you have to keep on going. What about the people who are out there? They keep on telling you, Millicent, you can do it. Is that true? Even they run together with you. Is that true? So they keep on telling you, yes, you can do it. Yes, continue. Please, don't give up. And that time, you feel like, oh, no, I'm going to surrender. Oh, no, I'm going to quit. But guess what? You will not quit. Even if you look and see that you are the last, you're going to keep on going. You don't want to get out of the field until you finish. As Christian, how are we walking our race? How are we doing our race? I know there are a lot of obstacles. They come on your way. Maybe you are focusing and you see like, let's say sometimes the sickness comes. And you feel like, no, I cannot do it. know I have a lot of pain in my body. I know I don't think I'll make it. And I know if you work that time, you call in and you say, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well, I'm sick. But when you are sick, what are you supposed to do? Maybe you go to the hospital to get some medicine. Maybe those medicines are not working for you. But guess what? I have a friend who never fails. Hallelujah. When you kneel down and you call the name of the Lord, he's there for you. He will tell you, my son, my daughter, you can make it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're gonna make it. Don't give up. I'm there for you. And I remind you this. Sometimes you feel like giving up. And when you know in the book of Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, I knew you before you was born. Are we together? So it's for us to know, if God knew me before I was born, he knows why I'm here in America. He knows why I'm working this kind of a job. He knows why I'm going through this. I'm not gonna give up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us continue pushing on. If your friend tried to tell, now I feel I'm nobody. No, I feel like I will not make it. Guess what? We are fair. The way you look at marathon and you learn with these people telling them, yes, continue. Please touch your friend and tell your friend, my sister, you will make it. I will not let you down. I will stand with you. We're going to make it together. Hallelujah. Or are we the people who cut people's feet? It's like, you cannot make it. I told you, you cannot make it. Are you the one to support somebody to finish their race? Or are you the one to pull them down and tell them, you will not win? Can you imagine you starting a race and somebody starts frustrating you, telling you, where is she? You are not. How can you feel? Am I here to tell you, Millicent? Yes. As you are a single person, we will stand with you and tell you your husband is on the way. He's coming. I give you a morale that you keep on waiting. Is that true, Pastor? But let us not to kill one another. Like, go away. Brethren, people of God, let us be prayer warriors. Let us stand with one another. Let us throw. You know, the Bible says, rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And when time comes, if there is mourning, mourn with those who are mourning. Are we together? But Paul said, everything, ordinary hidake. Hallelujah. So if you are well and you are enjoy yourself, praise the Lord. Let us continue pushing on. Let us continue waiting upon the Lord. Let us continue telling one another, my sister, do not give up. Because the biggest mistake is giving up. Maybe you are giving up when your miracle is just on the way about you to receive. Hallelujah. There was a story that there was an intercessor. She was barren. And she was praying to God every time. My God, give me a baby. My God, give me a baby. And let me tell you, she reached somewhere and she gave up. And told the pastor, if this is the way, me, I'm getting out of the church, I'll come, you know. But guess what? The miracle was on the way. I don't know. It's always a story. And this, the time came. And some people say the angel of the Lord was there looking, where is this woman who was crying for a baby? I'm here with a baby. But he couldn't see that person because already she gave up and she ran away from the church. Just stay where you are. You don't know when your miracle is coming. You don't know when you're going to receive your miracle. Are we together? But guess what? They say there was another person, another lady. She was just started praying God to give her a baby. So that is the one the angel came and gave the baby to that woman. Why am I saying this? Don't give up. Start there. Start there. Start with the pastor. Whether it's making sense or not, stand with him. Because you never know serving him what you're going to get. Hallelujah. Don't give up. The biggest mistake he's saying is to give up. Do not give up. Continue pressing on. Continue tapping your neighbor and saying, I don't see you in the worship team. What's going on? Please come. Maybe they may say, I don't have a ride. Avail yourself. Go and pick her or pick him, because the enemy is stealing step by step. He's always after us. It's like, today, even you're tired, don't go to church. Today, don't go to that worship. And for sure, you started reasoning your body. For sure, I'm tired. I will not go. They will understand. No, just speak to your body and tell your body, I know the body you are weak, but I'm strong in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us continue pushing on. Let us continue waiting upon the Lord. Let us continue singing together. Let us continue interceding together. There is a power when we come together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The people we pray with every morning, sometimes it's not easy, but they have to log in. And sometimes you can tell somebody, it's like, oh my God, I'm tired. I want to sleep, but because it's an appointment with God, you feel, no, I have to log in. I want to ask you a question. When you have an appointment with God, with the doctor, do you ever be late? You always even go 15 minutes to time. Is that true? And even they tell you, arrive early so that you may do your paperwork. Is that true? You never miss. Please, make appointment with your God. The God, your God, your daddy, your provider. And you know, the devil frustrates us. The devil tries to say, no, you have nothing. Please, know how to speak with your tongue. Know how to possess. Tell the devil, you know what? My daddy said he's my provider and he will provide for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you are weak, he said he make you what? Hallelujah. When you are sick, he said he is your? Why do we struggle? If he's saying he knew you before you was born. How many people want to be in America? But when you came here, you just decided to relax and rest. It's like this is a little heaven. No, there is a long way to go. When you came from Kenya, did you know there is a social security? No. But when you came, now we started learning about America. But God knew all this. And he brought you from Kenya to here with the purpose. But do you know your purpose? The problem, we are not following the instructions of the Lord. The problem, we are not following the what? He told you, go to America. You just packed and you hit the road. But guess what? When we came here, we don't listen to the instructions. God keep on telling you, no, don't go this way. Go this way. But your friend is telling you, no. What in the world? Just let us follow this way. And you started struggling because you are on the wrong way. You struggle until you turn to the right way the Lord is directing you. How are you running your race? You are a failure because you are following the failures. Is that true? Because you are in a wrong team. Is that true? But if your team is a winning team, you're going to win. And the good thing is, I'm in the Lord winning team. Because he's a winner, he's not a loser. And that's why I stand and say, I'm not giving up. I'm a winner, but I'm not a loser. Whether the devil like it or not, I'll continue pressing on until to my destiny. Hallelujah. I know it's not easy. I know some people are giving up and they are backsliding. But guess what? Whether it's making sense or not, I'll focus until I reach to my destiny. Hallelujah. Never give up. The Bible says in the 2 Kings, the biggest mistake is for you giving up. brethren, let us focus. Let your eyes look up. And that's what the Bible says. Let your eyes look up where your health comes from. Your health comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't focus to the people. You see why we are failing? Because we are looking for people to come and help us. We are looking for people to come and tell us, you know what? I can do this for you. Better you look up where your Lord is. Better you look up without giving up. Are we together? Let us keep on focusing on God alone. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. The devil tell you, you cannot make it tomorrow. But the Bible says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he's our Ebenezer. Hallelujah. Let us go to the Hebrews. Hebrew 12, verse 1. Are we together? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us draw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with the perseverance, the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfect of our faith. How are you gonna continue with your faith? It's for us. The Bible says, pull over the things which hinder you not to see your destiny. Just remove them over. Just focus on God alone. Hallelujah. There are some masks. Be real. Be original. You cannot see because you have a lot of masks on you. You don't need a mask. You need the real face. Hallelujah. You need the real face. I was talking to singles and I told singles, you know what? Some people, even men, can come with a lot of masks. By the time you cross your door together with him, you will know the real man. Hallelujah. Remove your mask and you see God. Hallelujah. Remove your mask and be real. Know how to fight and fight a good fight of your faith. Hallelujah. Know how to fight. Know how to box the devil. Hallelujah. I can tell the people who fight or the people who go for the race, they woke up early in the morning. They do exercise. Is that true? Hallelujah. Let's say this. When you are, let's say big, here they say big, and you want to be, you know, slim, you're going to work out. Is that true? You can tell they woke up early in the morning, they go for gym, they go jogging, they have to do exercise, hallelujah, for them to see who they are. The way I want to be, that is the way I'm going to go extra mile. Is my weight okay? If my weight is not okay, I have to wake up. I have to work out. Is that true? How are you waiting for the living God? How are you waiting yourself for the King of Kings? Because the Bible says he's coming very soon for those who are waiting upon them, upon him. Hallelujah. How are you waiting for the King of Kings? How are you doing your exercise? Your exercise is to wake up early in the morning to pray. Hallelujah. Your exercise is to hold the word of God. Your exercise is to read the word of God. Your exercise is to pray with your children. Your exercise is to claim and say, my children, there will be winners but not losers. Hallelujah. They will make it in the name of Jesus. How are you fighting your battle? Praise the Lord. Are you fighting the real battle? Are you there? Are you sticking, just saying, for sure, I'll not give up. I'll face this person. I'll fight with the devil. How many watch the boxing? The boxers, they fight. They face one another. Is that true? And for sure, you can tell some are breathing, but they are not giving up. Is that true? They keep on giving. Let me give you another knockout. Hallelujah. They fight without giving up. They breed like crazy. Even the referee can't count. 1, 2, 3, 9. You see, I'm still here. I'm not dead. I'm still here. And I'm gonna fight. Hallelujah. It's time for us, whether the devil fixed you down, you tell him, it's not over until God say it's over. Hallelujah. I'll wake up. Maybe I'm on the third rot, but the fourth one, I'll stand up and say, I'm here and I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna fight you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. Do exercise. Say, I'm not dead. Hallelujah. I'm not dead because I'm alive and I can hear the referee counting. No, no, no. I will not let him count the 10th one when I'm still on the floor. I'll rise up and fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that you have children make you feel lonely? Is your children make you feel like you are not gonna make it? Is your children, because of the tears, you always cry every night, make you feel like you are nobody? Don't worry. The tears is for the night, but joy come in the morning. Your morning is coming for you to rejoice. Hallelujah. Your morning is coming for you to shout hallelujah. Your morning is coming for you to say, oh, I fought a good fight, and I finished my race. Hallelujah. Let us continue waiting upon the Lord, because He's Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Don't backslide. Just stay there. Stay in the kingdom. Whether things are going well or no, stay in the kingdom. There is joy in the kingdom. There is love in the kingdom. There is healing in the kingdom. There is everything you need is in there. So, devil, you are under my feet. Hallelujah, I'll make it because everything is in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has a good plan for you. A good plan for you to prosper. A good plan for you because He knows you before you was born. How many people were born together with you and they are dead and you are still breathing? Hallelujah. How many people are there? They don't have, maybe they lost some of their part of the body. They lost their feet. They lost their eyes. But guess what? Who are you? You are still here waiting upon the Lord. You have all the part of the body. Remember, it's a temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just continue walking in holiness. Continue waiting upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. The last one is in the book of, and I touch a bit, in the book of 1 Corinthians 9:24. So that we may finish the race. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who compete in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm on the race waiting for my crown, which will last forever. How are you gonna fight for your crown? It's not easy. We can see when, let's say a wedding. They prepare a lot. Is that true? They don't wake up just in the morning and say, let's go in the church and get. No, they prepare themselves. Is that true? They go, the ladies look, is my eyebrows are okay? Is my hair okay? Oh, which dress gonna fit me good? Is that true? For you to go and walk and you put that crown. Is that true? How are you waiting, God, for the prize, for the real crown, which will last forever. How are you waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ? How are you finishing your race? Are you going to get the prize, or are you going to lose your crown? We are losing, and many people will lose their crown because of giving up. Because of giving, it's like there is no hope. But let me tell you, focus to God alone. Your crown of a good fighter. You're going to finish your battle. And guess what? You're going to get your crown. Are we together? My crown, I'm waiting for my crown. But is the way we're going to go in this world. Is the way you're going to walk with the Lord. Is the way you're going to start your race and walking. Just running over. Telling my sister, bring it. Yes, we can do it. Hallelujah. Just bring this stick. I'm ready. I'm going to go and give it to Pastor Mogo. And Pastor Mogo, after he grabbed it, he continued pressing on. Is that true? He gave it to Jai. Hallelujah. And tell Jai, go on. We're going to finish the race. He go and give to James. James give it to Moraes. Moraes give it to Collins. Collins give it to Ann. And Ann give it to Elvis. Hallelujah. Are we a losers or winners? We're going to win. But we're going to win together. Do not let the devil frustrate you by yourself. Let us do together. Are you getting? Let us do it together. Many people are failures because they want just to do by themselves. There are some things, my sister, you cannot do it just by yourself. There is a battle. There are some giants you cannot really face. But guess what? It's for us to stand and say, my sister, let us stand firm. We will know when these giants are on the way. We will know if we're going to fight the way they are supposed to face them. Hallelujah. David, they tried to dress David with a heavy army, army suit. Is that true? But David stood and said, I cannot really fight with this. I tried to stand up, but I cannot do it. I tried to lift my hand, but I cannot do it. I tried even to lift my feet, but I cannot do it. But me, the way I know my God, I'll put these armies cross down, and guess what? I'll fight the good fight. I'll hold my stone, and I will swing it 1, 2, 3. And when I say 3, I'll hit the giant, and the giant will fall. Hallelujah. Because of the faith. No, it doesn't matter how big is your giant. You can face it if you know how to do your exercise good. Hallelujah. You're going to face it and you're going to kill it. Hallelujah. What's the kind of giants coming on your ways? And maybe when they come, you say, you know what? This battle, no. I cannot do it. The Bible says the battle don't belong to you. The battle belongs to our God. If you know the name of the Lord, you can make it. If you know your daddy, you can make it. Hallelujah. And when you think about it, you just stand up and say, not by will, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit, I'll do it because he's my daddy. Hallelujah. And after all, you're going to celebrate. And you say, winner, oh, winner, it's me. Because of the Lord who is in me. He's my shepherd. Hallelujah. He knows where I'm supposed to go. He's my way, the truth, and life. Hallelujah. But when you open the door for the enemy, the Bible says he came to steal, to destroy, and to kill. But I say, maybe he has stolen you, but before he killed you, we are there to say this. You cannot kill my sister. We come against you in the name of Jesus, and she will be well. Hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? Are we together? Are you ready to fight the battle? Are you ready to be on your race until you get to your destiny. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a living God we serve. He's a good God. And his love endures forever. Hallelujah. Because he lives, we will face tomorrow. Praise the Lord. It's for you to speak with your tongue. It's for you to declare what you want with your tongue. Your tongue has power. Your tongue, whatever you say, in the name of Jesus, this one, it will not happen. It will not. Because your tongue has power. Your tongue has power. It speaks life and death. If you need long life, speak it out. This. Hallelujah. But I told people, ask for long life without suffering. Is that true? Yeah? Yeah. I was saying the other day, the people were in a nursing home. Some even, they don't know where they are. For sure. They are bedridden. You have to go and tend them. Is that true? You have to go and even feed them. Some even, they don't eat anymore. They have a G-tube. They don't know where they are. We were discussing with our family, and somebody say, you know what? Somebody say, if my children will see my nakedness, I better die before that time come. Praise the Lord. Why? Because it will reach somewhere. You cannot do it by yourself. But guess what? Ask God, God, I need long life without suffering. Hallelujah. I'm a winner, but not a loser. Hallelujah. I'll do it through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Maybe this was your word. Maybe you are giving up. But that word is still telling you, don't give up. I'm still standing with you. Don't give up because you can make it. The battle don't belong to you. It belongs to him because he's everything. Are you there? Maybe you are jobless for a long time. And you see, oh God, unless you come, I cannot make it. Maybe you are there, and maybe even you don't have papers. But waiting is not in vain. Your paper is on the way. Praise the Lord. He has everything you need. What do you need so that he may bless you? Just pick up. Ezekiel asked, can these bones live again? And he was told, just open your mouth and put breath, and it will be back to normal. And the bones started cracking back again. Whatever is dead in your life, when you speak life, the bones will start cracking back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there? You need a prayer request? You have a prayer request? Lift up your hands and we'll pray together. Before you give up, I know when you are on the race, it's not easy. But we are here to say it is easy and it's going to be well. Lift up your hands and we'll pray together. God bless you. Maybe you are here and you are not born again. You don't know Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, that's why the race is very hard for you, because you are in a wrong group, because you are in a wrong decision. But God is telling you, just turn to me and I will give you rest. Are you here and you want to give up, to give yourself to the Lord? You are alive to the Lord. Lift up your hand. Maybe you are here and you are sick. Open just your mouth and you raise up your hand and we'll pray together. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Everlasting God, we thank you for this evening. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for what you have done for us, O God. Thank you, Lord, because you are telling us we cannot finish our race without you, O King of Glory. Sometimes we become tired, But Father, strengthen us, O God. Mighty Redeemer, let us continue on this race with you, O God, until we reach to our destiny. Thank you, Jehovah. Father God, see all these who gathered here. See their desire of their heart, O God. Mighty Redeemer, some are jobless. Some are tired with the jobs they do. Some, my God, they have a lot of issues in their house. But Mighty Redeemer, see them through, O God. Father, heal them because you are our healer. Remember them. Open a door for them. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for those who don't have papers. Thank you, Father. There are a lot of people with immigration issues, oh God. There are a lot of people with the cases, Almighty Redeemer. But my God, those are part of our race, oh God. Remember them, O King of Glory. Thank you, Jehovah. There are a lot of people. Maybe their family is back home and they want to be together with their family here. Open their door, oh God. Father God. Father Jehovah, do extraordinary because we love you and you are our God. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen.